Welcome to the Serviced Accommodation Property Podcast. This podcast by Kevin Paneskis, also known as the Property Soldier, covers all aspects of serviced accommodation and how to make it a profitable and sustainable business. Kevin started investing in property in 1991 whilst serving in the British Army and now owns a multi-million pound property portfolio and serviced accommodation business and is a best-selling author. And now your host, Kevin Paneskis.
Hello and welcome to the Service Accommodation Property Podcast. And today I'm joined by Darren Jameson. I'll introduce Darren Jameson and invite him to speak very shortly. And so Darren is from Engage Web, and they do business and help people in the UK and across the world get more business on the internet, how to use their social media to be getting more business, website design as well, and how to optimize people's websites. So it's going to be an action-packed episode today. Make sure you're taking plenty of notes, because this is how you can be making more money from business. So Darren, welcome. Would you like to take it away? You know, what have you got for us today? I know you've got a presentation on all of this stuff.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be on here with you. And it makes a change, you watching me speak, because I've actually been to your serviced accommodation talks before. And I found them very, very fascinating, particularly your tale of that property in Swansea and how much you can make from it when you do it as serviced accommodation as opposed to a standard buy-to-let. So I was very, very interested in the way you talked about that. So I am going to talk to you today about using social media, if I could say it, it would help. I'm going to talk to you about using social media to grow your business and to grow your list, which is particularly relevant for serviced accommodation, because obviously if you're reliant on sites such as Airbnb and Booking.com, you're paying them the fees for your bookings, and it would be better if you could get those yourself direct to your own customers. So first of all, I'll do a brief introduction on me. As Kevin has said, my name's Darren. I co-run a company called Engage Web, and I do help people around the world with their online marketing and getting more of his business via the internet. I do a lot of social media training. I do a lot of search engine optimization training. And I do also co-run the Brand and Marketing Masterclass at Progressive as well, helping progressive people on how to get more business via the internet that way. So what I'd like to talk to you about is controlling your own list of potential customers, potential clients, potential guests at your serviced accommodation. And social media is the best way to be doing that, because it allows you to reach a large volume of people very quickly and very efficiently and very cheaply, which is important, and in many cases for free. But before you start with social media, because a lot of people worry about what should I post, what should I do, how often should I do it. Some people particularly don't like to use Facebook themselves. They're not Facebook users. We've got a lot of clients who aren't Facebook users and absolutely hate it. What is it that they want to be doing? Before you go off and start posting something on social media, the first thing you should be doing is looking at your customer avatar. Who is it you're actually going to be posting for? Who is it you're trying to approach? Now, with serviced accommodation, your customer avatar will be your guests. And it'll be the guests and for the reasons that they actually stay with you. So are you looking at families that want to go on beach holidays? Are you looking at people that want city breaks to go for shopping? Do you have serviced accommodation for people that want to go to sporting events? Or is it corporate? Do you have businesses? Are they doctors? Are they nurses? Is it for airports? Who are the people that you want to be attracting to your serviced accommodation? Because those, each individual sector of person, will be your particular avatar. So what you need to do is actually define the avatars of the people you want to be approaching before you start posting on social media. Because if you know who they are and what they want, it makes it much easier to actually do the posting in the first place. So what we do with our clients is we go through a process as we look at who are each individual person. You need to be really specific about this. So you build up a profile of your guest. So how old are they? Gender are they? Who makes the bookings? Do they have children? What is their career, their interests, their likes, dislikes, goals, ambitions, problems, and objections? What things do they say to you before they make a booking? What is it they like about serviced accommodation as opposed to hotels? All of these things help you build up profiles. And I want to get this across to be very clear that this should be a specific avatar for each type of sector that you're going for. So it's not just one avatar. It's not a one size fits all. So you're building a very specific profile of a specific person. And as an example, something that we would do in our business, because we help other web designers with their content as well and help them with their SEO. So an example avatar that we might make up would be James, age 32. He's married, has a child, lives in Congleton, lives in a three-bed detached. He's a website designer. He's got about 25 clients. He runs his own business with three staff, drives a BMW. He likes Apple, football, cricket, beach holidays, male grooming, because he's very into that himself, mountain biking. He likes Elon Musk. His ambitions are to grow his business and have multiple locations and to work for big brands. And his fears are letting go of control, not having time to oversee everything himself. And the reason we do all of that specific stuff to work out a very, very clear idea of who it is we're marketing at, because every time we put something on social media, we then have to ask ourselves, is this aimed at our avatar? Is this something that our avatar would be interested in? And that's something you need to do yourself. So every time you post on social media, is it something that your potential guest is going to be interested in? And why are they going to be interested in? Is it going to make them more interested in actually booking with you? So with your customer avatar, it's important when you go through the process of doing this yourself, don't guess or assume what somebody is interested in. Don't think, oh, they might be interested in that. Actually use the data of your existing clients already to work this out. Now, you can do this by asking them direct. You can do surveys. You can have surveys in the properties. Or you, if you've got a few customers that you actually deal with on a regular basis, you could question them. You could inquire with them over the phone and just have a little talk through with them. Don't guess or assume, because it's going to dictate where your social media goes. Give them a specific name. So make them a specific person. Don't say my avatar is age 30 to 35, because that's not specific. You want a specific idea of a person as to who your content and your social media is for. Different avatars for each of your customer or client types or services. That's important as well. If you deal with corporates, if you deal with activity breaks, if you deal with beach holidays or shopping holidays, make a specific avatar for each of those people, because they will all be interested in different things. Don't do it on your own. If you can involve other people within your business to do it for you and make it a collaborative effort, that's better, because other people that you work with may have a better idea or a different idea of who it is you're aiming at than you do. Get other people involved in this process to put this together. And revisit your avatars regularly. Once a year is ideal. So your business may have changed. Everybody's business has certainly changed dramatically over the last 12 months. So what you were looking for 12 months ago may be different to what you're looking for now. So make this a regular process within your business of what you do. Who are the people I'm looking to attract? Because things will change. And then once you have your avatar, you create your content aimed at your avatar. So when you're creating stuff for social media, for your website, for any other form, you make sure it's aimed at your avatar. Always look at your content and say, is this for my avatar? The number of times I've seen people post things on social media, they think, I'm interested in this, I like this, but it's not aimed at their potential guests. But how do you create the content? Let's go through that, the content that you're going to create for your social media. So Google's primary focus is not about looking really good or where your website ranks or things like that. It's about giving people the answers to the questions they ask. That's all Google cares about, because Google makes hundreds of billions of dollars every year. It does that because it is the best at giving people the answers to their questions. Now, the search engine optimization industry, the industry that I'm in, cottoned on to the fact that Google was into content and content was the best way to do it way back in the early noughties. And when used correctly, content will mark you out as the authority within your industry. The best websites, if you search for things to do in your serviced accommodation area, so say things to do in York or things to do in Chester, activities you can do in Manchester, you're not going to find websites that rank for that that don't contain that kind of information. It'll be like visit Chester, visit York, visit Manchester, activities you can do. All these websites have lots of content on them about these particular things because they know that people looking for things to do in where your accommodation is, that's what they want to find and that's what they're going to look for. Your website contains that information. Your social media contains that information. People will find you as opposed to finding Airbnb or booking.com so that you can get the bookings directly. People don't search for the solution to a problem because they don't know what the solution is or even if it exists. So people aren't necessarily going to search for serviced accommodation in York or serviced accommodation in Chester because they don't know what serviced accommodation is. They're going to search for problems such as, I want a self-catering holiday. I want to stay in York and have my pet stay with me. Are there any rooms that allow me to take dogs? These are the problems that they will have, and these are the things that you need to be writing about that people will be searching for. So to use content marketing effectively and to be found by the people that have the exact problems you solve, you need to produce content about their problems, not about your products and services. So writing content about the rooms that you have and the kitchens that you have and the different layouts of the beds, although it's useful to you and it's useful for people who've already made the decision that they're going to use service accommodation, it's not going to help people who don't know about service accommodation if they can't find it. So the way to find it is to write about the problems they have. And you will know this because your guests, your clients, your customers will say these things to you. They will inquire with you on email about these sorts of things. So the way to come together with this list is to think about questions you've been asked by guests, problems they've had before they came with you, issues they've had previously at other places they've tried to stay, concerns they might have had about how serviced accommodation works, objections they've had about why they may or may not have wanted to use you or may not have wanted to use hotels, and questions about how your industry works, questions about how serviced accommodation works. How do I get the key? How many people can stay in? All of these questions you've been asked, all of these emails you've been asked, every single one will form a separate piece of content that you can create that can be used on your website, on your social media, on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on your Instagram, wherever it may be, because that is what people are looking for. That's the important thing. People are looking for the problems, not the solutions. You are the solution. Write about the problems. But I want to talk to you now mainly about Facebook, because Facebook is the biggest free source of information, the biggest free source of potential customers that you're going to find. Now, Facebook has 1.7 billion daily active users. Active is important. So Facebook has 1.7 billion daily active users. The key word there is active, because while a lot of social media platforms and a lot of websites will talk about the number of users and the number of members they've got, Facebook distributes it down into active. That's people who are on there every single day. And 2.7 billion monthly active users. That means people who actually go onto Facebook and use it each month. So 2.7 billion is what? It's about a quarter of the planet are actually on Facebook. That's the size of the audience. And 98.3% of people who use Facebook use a mobile phone to access it, which is a ridiculous statistic that people are on Facebook on their phone. If you had thought that even 10 years ago, certainly 15 years ago, it would have been impossible. It would have been impossible. And I started in this industry in the 90s, and phones back then were like the size of house bricks. So you wouldn't be able to do that then. But now the industry has gone so far that it is on mobiles. And 79.2% exclusively use a mobile phone. That means they don't use a desktop or a laptop at all to access Facebook. It's only on the app. And this is relevant to you because it means your content is going to be consumed on an app. Your social media posts are going to be consumed on a mobile. So if your website takes bookings, it needs to work perfectly on a mobile. If it doesn't, you're missing out on this. So it's not just a question of it's better if it works on a mobile. It has to. It absolutely has to. Now, one question I do like to ask people is, who thinks their customers are not on Facebook? Because there are people who sometimes think that, well, I deal with my serviced accommodation, I deal with corporates, I deal with doctors, I deal with airline pirates, and they're not looking on Facebook for this sort of thing. They're not on Facebook. But the number of people that are on Facebook shows you that whether or not you think your customers are, they are. It's just a question of how you actually reach them. Because 75% of all men who use the internet have a Facebook account. 75%, which is one in three men, for those who are not big on the maths. Three in four men who are better than the maths. I just got a look from across the screen then. He just went, you idiot. He's right. I'm an idiot. I can't count. Three out of four men who use the internet are on Facebook. And it's even higher for women. So 83% of all women who use the internet use Facebook. So whether your potential target is a man or a woman, doesn't matter what industry in, they're on Facebook. It's just, how do you reach the right sort of person with what you're posting and with how you're doing it? So one thing I like to look at is the difference between Google ads and Facebook ads. Because if you're running ads for your serviced accommodation on Google, as a lot of people do, it can be quite expensive. So people will go in and they will search on Google for places to stay in York, places to stay in York that accept pets, self-catering places to stay in York, that kind of thing. And if you're running Google ads, then you'll find people like that and you'll get clicks through to your website, but it's expensive because it's an active search. People are looking for it. With Facebook, people aren't looking for what you're doing. They're not looking for places to stay. They're not looking for serviced accommodation. They are just on Facebook sharing pictures of their food, sharing pictures of cats, asking people what they're doing. So with Facebook, it is completely different. Google is active. Google is active and Facebook is passive. So with Facebook, they don't care what you have. They don't care how good you are. They're not interested. So you need to be a lot quicker to get people's attention on Facebook. So I've got questions that I normally ask people at this point, which is, what's the average human attention span within marketing? So there's a few people on here. This wouldn't work for the podcast. I've just got a, what was that there? Is that seven minutes I'm getting there, or is that 7 seconds? 7 seconds. That is so close. That is so close. It really is. It's actually 8 seconds. According to research, you've got 8 seconds to grab somebody's attention in marketing. So if that's a magazine advert or a billboard advert or a TV or a radio advert, if you've not got their interest in 8 seconds, you've lost them. They don't care. And on Facebook, it is a lot smaller. It is a lot shorter, as you would probably imagine. So the average attention span for somebody looking at a Facebook post, and this is stats coming from Facebook. This isn't from independent research. This is Facebook's own statistics based off the fact that they know how long people look at posts or how quickly they scroll. So Facebook's own statistics puts that down as 2.7 seconds. 2.7 seconds, which means if your post has not grabbed somebody's attention in 2.7 seconds, you've lost them. So if you're telling people about your accommodation, about the different rooms that you've got and the different lifestyle they can have when they stay there, if they're not built in 2.7 seconds, they're gone. They're gone. But of course, most people don't use Facebook on a desktop or a computer. They use a mobile phone. And the average attention span on a smartphone is even quicker again. It is a ridiculously fast 1.7 seconds. So when people are scrolling down on their phone, if you haven't got their attention in 1.7 seconds, they are completely gone, which tells you how fast you have to be when actually getting people's attention. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips in a few moments about how you can get people's attention a lot quicker with a Facebook post and with a Facebook ad, whether you're using either. It's the same principle that works on both of them. I've just given you the best secret you're ever going to get on social media. So for those people that were in here, that's brilliant. Those who missed it, I can't believe you missed that. So now we're going to move on to something I want to talk about, which is, I think, absolutely critical on a social media front and something that every business should be doing, no matter how small or how large your business is. And that is the Facebook Pixel. Now, if you do not have a Facebook Pixel set up and added to your serviced accommodation website, I implore everybody to do that today. It should be the first thing that you do when you get off this call with Kevin, unless Kevin's given you some really important actions, of course, that you should be doing first. But it should be the first thing you do from a digital marketing perspective is the Facebook Pixel, because it's free and it does wonders for you. So that is what a Facebook Pixel looks like in terms of code. For the people who can't see this on the podcast, don't worry, you're not missing anything. It is just a mass of unintelligible code that makes no sense whatsoever. But you don't need to worry about that because you don't have to understand how it works. I don't really understand how it works, and I've been in digital marketing since the 90s. It is a piece of code that Facebook will generate and give to you that you can copy into your website. And how that works is that piece of code will track people. It will track people who visit your website, visit your service accommodation website, when they are logged into Facebook. And it will track them whether they are using a laptop or a desktop or a smartphone, whether they're on the app on an iPhone or whether they're on the tablet and they're logged in. It will track them. So as they visit your website, as they visit different pages on your website, that pixel will track where they were going, and it will store them in an audience. And you will then be able to take that audience at a later date if you decide to do so and say, right, I've got a special on this weekend. I want to promote to everybody who's looked at my website, everybody that's looked at my properties in York or in Chester or whatever city it may be, and I want to tell them about this special offer. If you've got a pixel installed, everybody that's looked at your website up to 180 days previously, you can show them that ad. If you don't have the pixel installed and then you suddenly decide, oh, I'd like to do that now, you can't, because it'll only start tracking data from the moment you install it. And it is such a simple thing to do. So the way you actually do that is you log into business.facebook.com. Don't worry if you've never logged into that before, because you log in with your Facebook account. And I imagine that everybody on here has a Facebook account, whether they use it actively or not. If you don't, it's free to set up, so don't worry about that. So business.facebook.com, and you log in. So you will see a login screen that looks a little bit like this for the people that can see it. For the people that can't, it's a login box that lets you go into Facebook and lets you generate this pixel code for yourself. Now, the code it'll give you will look a little bit like that, which you can see on the screen, which is a horrific thing, but you don't have to worry about that. It's not something to be scared of. You just copy and paste it. So you don't need to know how it works. And the structure, one by one, of how you do it is to business.facebook.com. You then click on Events Manager, which you will see when you log into business.facebook.com. I'm going to stop saying business.facebook.com because it's too long. It's too long. Log into Facebook. After you click on Events Manager, you click on Data Source on the left-hand side. And you will see that next to things like custom conversions and partner integrations. Again, you don't need to worry about that. Click on Data Sources and then select Web to install it into your website. Select Web.
How does that help?
And then you create a name for your pixel. So that would be, for example, My Service Accommodation Business, whatever your business name is. Or you could actually create different pixels for each individual property if you have different sites for different properties. So depending on how many you manage, some managers, for example, will give you a different website anyway for it that you could install a different pixel in. You don't have to create different pixels. I personally would keep it as one, because then you could track people going forth in between the different ones. So it's easier just to create one. So I call it Your Service Accommodation Business. And then you choose how to install. And you'll see two buttons on the screen that says manually add pixel code to the website or use a partner integration. Now, if your website is something like WordPress, then you can click Use a Partner Integration and it will give you a plugin to download, which is very, very simple. You just download it and upload it following the prompts that Facebook gives you. If you don't manage your own website yourself, you don't have to worry about that. Facebook will even give you a little button to send the installation code to your web developer. And you can just type in a little message and it will email them for you. It's that simple. And it will say, right, pop that onto my website. But if you do look after it yourself, you want to click the install code manually button. That will then give you a little box where you can copy the code and fill it in for yourself. So it's just copy and paste into your website. So if you do update it yourself, that is something that you can do. As I say, if you don't and you choose the partner integration, then you'll see a list of websites for the people that can see. There's a list of website options on the screen there, and they include things like Eventbrite. So if you use Eventbrite for events, you can actually paste it into Eventbrite. There's Kajabi, which is good for online courses. And then you've got website systems like Joomla and Magento and WordPress, OpenCart, WooCommerce, even Wix. If you have a Wix website, you can download a plugin and put it straight into a Wix website that way. And that will allow you to track everybody that goes through to your website into a Facebook audience that you can remarket to afterwards. And you'll have seen these type of ads yourself. When you go onto websites like eBay or Amazon or even Halfords, and then you go onto Facebook and it shows you products that you've just looked at, things that you're interested in because you've already seen them. That's how this works. That's the system they do. It's done with a Facebook pixel, and it has a, I think it's a 79% higher click-through rate on those type of ads than any other type of ad, because people have already seen you and been exposed to you. That's how effective it is. But I would now like to talk through what I like to call the five key recipe ingredients for the perfect Facebook ad. But like a recipe, if you get any one of these wrong, it will ruin your recipe. So if you end up putting salt in instead of the sugar, it's going to be horrific. So any one of these wrong can absolutely ruin it. So the first one would be the audience targeting. Then it's the correct ad type. And then you've got the ad copy. And then there's the creative, which can be an image or a video. So it could be photographs of your service accommodation, or it could be a video tour around your service accommodation. And then there's the landing page or destination URL. That's the one people often get wrong, often get mistakes with, particularly with Google ads. You'll run an ad and you'll send people to the homepage of your website. Why would you do that? That's not what people are interested in. They don't care about the homepage of your website. If they're looking at a particular service accommodation for a particular area, send them straight to it so that they can book straight away. Don't make them look for it. The easier you make something, and that applies with any type of social media post, the easier you can make something, the less friction there's going to be, the more chances you are going to have the booking than making somebody root around for it. But any one of those that you get wrong will ruin the recipe. Now, for example, with location, one of the options you can have is people living in or recently in this location, people living in the location, people recently in or people traveling in. Now, if you set up a Facebook ad by default, it will default to people living in or recently in the location. Now, if you're running serviced accommodation and you're trying to target people and your serviced accommodation is in a particular city center, you set up the ad by default, it will show it to people who also live in that area. And that's not going to be used to you for serviced accommodation. Because if they live there, why would they want SA there? Unless there's a particular reason, for example, like they need to shield or get out of houses. But if you're doing it for tourism, that's not going to work. So you need to be showing it to people who are traveling in this location or recently in this location. So if they're recently in there, it might be because they work there and they go there regularly. If they're traveling there, it could be because they're on holiday or they're visiting there. So that's an important distinction. But with location, that is vital, particularly for any sort of tourism based. So don't leave it on default, because you'll be wasting budget showing it to the wrong people. And you can even be really specific as well. You can show a specific postcode area. So you don't, for example, have to say, I want to show this to people who are going to be in Chester or in York or in Peterborough. You can be specific about the breakdown of postcode and show it in a very, very small area. And you can actually show it to people that are in more affluent areas or depending on what you're looking for to lower areas.
In a sec. I think she may be on the other line.
Detailed interests is a really interesting one. So there are so many things you can show for interests on a Facebook. So many different things. And one thing I like to do is go through with your avatars. For the people that missed the avatar who are just on the call now. Oh, you missed a treat. You missed a treat. Well, you need to break down what your customers, your client targets, customers are looking for, your guests are looking for, because that will help you work out the interests in what they're going to be for. So, for example, if people are interested in entertainment and your serviced accommodation is specifically for an entertainment area, maybe there's a lot of theatre, maybe there's a lot of sports, then you want to target the audience based on people who are interested in those things, if that makes sense. If they're interested in shopping and fashion, for example, if a particular shopping area which you're targeting, then that's what you want to be doing.
Can I take a message?
Okay. Behaviors. This is an interesting one on Facebook. When you look at behaviors for targeting, there are lots of different things that you can choose which will help you target the kind of people who will be staying at your serviced accommodation. So, for example, one of the behaviors you can look at is people who Facebook knows because of what they do that they are interested in upcoming events. So selecting interested in upcoming events means that they are looking for, it could be sports events, it could be concerts, it could be corporate events, whatever it may be. But because of what they do and their activity on Facebook, Facebook knows that's what they are interested in. So you can target people who have an interest in that, which means you're more likely to get somebody to convert. So you could target Facebook business page admins. And why would you want to target Facebook business page admins? That's because if somebody is an admin of a business page, chances are they are a business owner. So if your serviced accommodation is aimed at people who were traveling somewhere for work, traveling somewhere for a corporate reason, if you are showing ads specifically to somebody who is a admin of a Facebook business page, they are more likely to be a business owner. Therefore, you are more likely to be hitting the right sort of people. Engaged shoppers. That's a ridiculous level of targeting that Facebook gives you, because it will allow you to put ads in front of people it knows who purchase. And if it knows they purchase, it knows that they are more likely to make a purchase online. So you're showing ads to people who you know statistically that Facebook is telling you these guys actually click through and buy things. They spend money. So you can show ads to people who are engaged shoppers. And one that's probably the most relevant to serviced accommodation that I'm going to show you today is you can actually show ads to people who are frequent travelers. It is a targeting option within Facebook. I mean, imagine if you knew that the people you were showing something to were guaranteed to be frequent travelers. And how does Facebook know they're frequent travelers? Because we tell it. When we go places, we log in on Facebook, we check in on Facebook. It knows where we are because it's got GPS. It follows us around. So if we're traveling all over the country and all over the world, Facebook knows these people are frequent travelers. They are in this frequent travelers audience. So you can do that as well. I've got an example for the people that can see this. For those that can't, don't worry about it. So the type of breakdown you can do, I want to target people who are small business owners who are also business page admins. They're interested in upcoming events. They're interested in Facebook for Business. And I'm excluding people who may be, for my purposes on here, I'm excluding people who may be graphic designers or maybe social media marketing. You could exclude people who maybe are into property, because somebody that might be interested in going to different events isn't necessarily going to be staying at a serviced accommodation if they are into property themselves. So you want to use the exclusions on a Facebook ad to better target your ads to make sure that you're not showing them to people who are irrelevant, because you can actually exclude audiences as well. And that's an important thing to do. And as an example, let's say you wanted to target teachers. You may be targeting people for a teaching conference, people who are in education. It's something that certainly may be useful. If you were to go onto Facebook and run an ad, you could target people who had teachers as their job title. But the problem is, who puts their job title on Facebook? Who lists their job title on Facebook? It's not LinkedIn. We don't tend to do that. So if you were to target people who have their job title as teachers or whatever it is that you may want to target people, you may be targeting people who are airline pilots, people who are nurses, people who need to stay away from home for work. You're not going to be able to do that with job title. So a better way to do it, and this is almost frightening that Facebook gives this level of information away, almost frightening, is that you can target people based on what they're interested in using facebook.com/ads audience-insights. And that is a free tool. You don't even need to be logged in to do it. That is a free tool. And you can go there now. facebook.com/ads/audience-insights. And you can select your industry on the bottom left-hand screen. Select your industry. Say, I want to target people who are in the military, or I want to target people who are in education, or people who are in finance, or people who are in travel. And it will give you a breakdown of what those people are interested in. It'll tell you what pages they like. It'll tell you what brands they like. It'll tell you what holidays they like to go on. And all of that can be used not only for your targeting if you were to run a Facebook ad, but it can also be used for the content that you actually post on social media in the first place, because, you know, by and large, people who are interested in people who are in the teaching industry, for example, have an interest in Jason Manford. It's a strange one. It's a strange one, but that's what it does. That's what Facebook tells you. And it'll give you graphs like the one that the guys who can see this on the screen now, and it'll show you the age demographics. It will show you the devices they use. It'll show you the gender splits based on age. And it will give you a huge wealth of information based on what people are into and what they like for the industry that you are trying to target. And it is scary. And there's an example of all the different pages. So it'll show you that 87% of people in this particular sector like this particular page or follow this particular page. And I'm astounded it gives you all this information for free, to be honest with you, because it is a little bit scary. But there are billions of people on Facebook. Facebook has this information. It is the biggest source of data on the planet. And it is something that you can use to reach your target audience. Ad types is an important one. When you are running an ad on Facebook, you need to make sure that you choose the correct ad type. So choosing brand awareness or reach as an ad type, which is often what you will get if you boost a post. And I implore anybody not to boost a post. If you boost a post, that's just going to show it to more people. And it's not actually going to set a conversion. And the conversion you inevitably want is for someone to either make a booking with you, or to download a lead magnet you may have, or to join your list or make an inquiry. And if you choose brand awareness or reach, that's not targeted for that. That's just targeted to show it to more people. So if you want a booking, then you want on the far right of the screen where it says conversion, and that's custom conversion. And your conversion will be a booking, or your conversion will be an inquiry. So when you're selecting your ad, you need to make sure you select the correct ad type for it to work, because selecting the wrong ad type will give you the wrong result and will tell Facebook to optimize your ad for the wrong thing. A popular one on there is the one in the middle I like to use, and that's called video views. So if you've got a video of your property, you've got, a tour of your property, a visual tour, or you've got a video that shows one of the areas that your property is based in, then that is something that you can show people, particularly good for travel, because you can target that at people who might be interested in you. The more they watch the video, they then, because it's really cheap, you can get 0.01 pence per video view. You can then retarget anybody that watches the video for a conversion ad, which is a much higher conversion, and you get a lower cost because you're retargeting people who are already interested in you. So video views is a great way to build up a list on Facebook for very little money. Now, the ADA model. The ADA, which some of you may be familiar with, is a form of writing content that is making it more interesting to people so that it actually converts. And ADA stands for attention, interest, desire, and action. So when you're writing your content, when you're writing your social media post, whether it be an organic post on Facebook or even on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or whatever it is you want to post, if you follow an ADA model, bearing in mind that people have 1.7 second attention spans on a mobile on Facebook, you're going to get more traction. You're going to get more people see it. So your first, so this is an example on the screen here of an ad that we've run, which shows you a particular piece of content that we were promoting. So the first paragraph on that ad is download the same social media calendar we use in our agency for ourselves and our clients for free. That's attention, because it gets people's attention that they're going to be able to download something. We use it ourselves. They can get it for free. The second paragraph is the interest. Ever wondered how some people always know what's trending on social media? And they're always one step ahead of everyone else when it comes to posting content. It's because they use a social media calendar like ours. That gets people's interest. You then have to hit them with the desire, which is get better results from social media without spending a penny with our free social media calendar and bonuses. They go, better results without spending a penny. That sounds interesting. And then there's the action, which most people forget. Most people forget the action. Download for free now, and there's the link for it. You always need a call to action in anything you need, in anything you're posting. There has to be a purpose for it. Do I want people to go and book? Do I want people to view the website? Do I want people to book a call? Do I want people to download a brochure? Whatever it is, give them a call to action, because without the action, you're not going to get the result. So as a recap on that one, attention, you need to grab the attention of your audience. Interest, pique the interest in what you're offering. Desire, make them want what you're offering by explaining what it will do for them. And that's the important thing. It's what it will do for them, not what it is, the benefit to them in getting it. And then the action, give them a clear action on what you want them to do. Now, I'm going to quickly go through a couple of the things that you can't do on Facebook ads, something that you shouldn't be doing, because there are a lot of things that you can and can't say. And Facebook will stop an ad running if you say something that you shouldn't do. Money is the first one. So don't be promoting it. If you were running courses, for example, if you were taking on mentees for serviced accommodation, say you wanted to help people on their journey, you can't say you can earn X amount per month with serviced accommodation, because it's an unsubstantiated claim in Facebook eyes, so you're not allowed to do it. You can say, I have earned this much in the last year from serviced accommodation. Let me tell you how I did it. That is allowed. It is a very clear distinction. You and personal attributes. You can't say you on a Facebook ad if you're relating to somebody and what they may be feeling. So you can't say, as an example, are you paying too much on your mortgage? Because that is a personal thing that somebody might say, well, how do you know I'm paying too much on my mortgage? And that's the worry, that Facebook won't let anything go on that makes people think that, how does Facebook know that about me? Do you need to lose weight? Do you need plastic surgery? Would you like to look fitter? All of these things could be offensive to somebody when they're reading it. But you can say, mortgages are expensive, aren't they? Would you like to know about how you can get a cheaper one? That's okay. It is a very, very specific distinction, but it is an important one. Sensitive issues on Facebook ads. You can't say something about, care or personal appearance or personal weight, for example. Anything that somebody could be offended about, you can't say that. Time frames you can't talk about. Again, if you were looking at helping people with their serviced accommodation, you can't say you could earn this in 3 months, you could earn this in 6 months, because it can't be proven. Facebook will not allow that. An interesting one is you can't talk about working from home. You can't talk about running a business from home, even though we're all running businesses from home right now because nobody's going into any offices. So I think Facebook needs to change that one, to be honest with you, because at the moment it doesn't allow it. Caps lock should be an obvious one. You can't use caps lock in anything because Facebook thinks shouting is not good. Although it's not something you should be doing anyway, because if you use caps lock and you're emphasizing something, then you're not actually emphasizing everything if it's all written in caps. Coronavirus and COVID-19, Facebook was very quick to put a stop on people who were talking about that, although I have seen a lot of ads that have been using it now, so it may have lapsed those rules slightly, possibly because Facebook didn't realize that coronavirus and COVID-19 would be with us as long as it actually has been. But it did put a stop on that early on. Profanity, obvious one. You can't say any swear words in a Facebook ad because it won't allow that. And sex and nudity, that should be obvious. But I will add this because it's certainly relevant for serviced accommodation. Facebook uses automatic algorithms with its imagery. So even if you put a picture of a man or a woman on a beach in a bikini and a swimsuit, Facebook could pick that out and say that is a sexual content, and it could stop it from going on. It's a huge problem with personal trainers. So when they put images of themselves or their clients in workout gear, or they do before and after photos of weight loss, Facebook quite often will ban them because it will say that's pornographic content, when of course it isn't. Quick talk about imagery. Photos used in Facebook serves one purpose and one purpose alone. So when you are putting a picture on an organic Facebook post or a Facebook ad, it has one single purpose, and that is to stop people scrolling. So if you use a photo that looks like everybody else's photos, that looks like everybody else's serviced accommodation photos, then it's going to blend in. You want things that are going to stand out, that are going to stop people scrolling and get them to read what your text is about or what it is that you are talking about. So that's an example of one that we use recently. And as you can see, you might be able to see, of course, if you're on the podcast, you can't see. It's a provocative image of a woman's face, but that's actually one of Facebook's own images. So personally, if I'd found that image on a photo resource site, I would have thought, well, maybe that wouldn't be allowed. But Facebook provided it because it's got its own image resource. And it's got about 4,900 reactions on the bottom left of that one because it was run as a simple likes ad and it worked extremely well. Now, Facebook has all of these images that you can get yourself in its own ad library. And there are millions of images for all different types of industries, millions of images for properties, millions of images for locations. So if you're doing something for London, if you're doing something for Peterborough, for York, for Chester, whatever it may be, Facebook will have images that will be suitable that you can use, and they are all for free. One thing you can do if you are looking for images to use outside of a Facebook ad, say you want to run something on Instagram or you want to run something on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it may be, you should never use Google Images to find a picture for your content, particularly if it's going to go on your website. Now, I've got to stress this. I have to stress this. I have seen fines in the region of over £1,000 for people who have Googled an image, say an image of London, an image of the London Eye. Oh, that's a good one. Click save, upload to my website. We've got serviced accommodation. You can see this. Over £1,000 fines for images like that, because there are sites like Shutterstock and iStock and Getty Images who have whole departments whose sole job it is to go around the internet and look for sites that have used their images illegally. And they will not send you an email. They will not send you a note and said, you're using this, can you please take it down? They will timestamp that they found it. They will wait 3 months, and then they will send you a bill for that 3 months' use of that image, which can be in the thousands. I've seen it. So there are free image sites that we recommend. So pixabay.com. That's pixabay.com is an image where you can get free images from. And freeimages.com, which is freeimages.com, is another website that you can go on and you can create an account and you can download free images that you can use for your website, for your social media, for your marketing. Be advised, they are both owned by sites like iStock and Shutterstock. So there are, when you search for the types of images that you're looking for, there are stuff across the top which are paid images. So don't click on the wrong one and use the wrong image, but they are full of free images. And they have lots of stuff around the UK of places as well. So there's lots of photographs of cities in the UK that you could use for your social media and for your content. If you want to pay for images, you can use storyblocks.com, which has an annual subscription of, when I last checked, it was about £150. And you can download as many images as you want from there to use them for your social media. And it also has video and it also has audio if you want to use that as well. The video could be useful if you're making films for your social media. Landing page. This is something I touched on earlier. When you're sending people from social media, direct them to the specific page on the website, not the homepage. Please don't send them to the homepage because you're wasting your time pointing through to the direct page. So many people get that wrong. If you can, use something called a funnel. So you might use something like ClickFunnels or you might use something like GrooveFunnels and remove all distractions. So when you are paying for an ad specifically, if you send them through to a website that has options where they can go and read your about us and read your contact us and read your services and read different things, that can be distracting. You just want a very, very clear thing so that if you're sending them through to make a booking for a particular property, that should be all they can do on that page. If you're sending them through to download your brochure or to book a call with you or to make an inquiry, that should be all they can do on that page. And it should be a very clear call to action as well. Very clear on what you want them to do, because the confused mind doesn't buy. People who don't know what they're doing are going to go away again. So make it nice and simple. Don't give them choices. Don't give them choices of book a call with me or download this. Make it one or the other. And as mentioned, systems such as ClickFunnels or GrooveFunnels are ideal for this. They both, I believe they both, ClickFunnels certainly does, but I believe they both have free trials for you to help build your list. And that is the last point I had to make on this. So, Kevin, anybody has any questions from this? We can move on to that part.
Fantastic. Okay, so thanks for doing that for us today, Jamie. Really appreciate that. Darren Jameson.
Oh, dearie me.
Yeah, that's
you beg your pardon. You must get that a lot.
I do. I've been called worse, I'll be honest with you.
It has been one of those episodes, I've got to be honest. It just has been. So thanks, Darren. And so for those people that want to reach out to you, those people listening into the podcast, how would be the best way for them to do that?
We have actually got, on 27th of April, we've got a free Facebook ads training, which is running 6 o'clock till 7:30. So that would be www.academy.engageweb.co.uk. So that's a 90-minute training on Facebook ads. That's probably the easiest way. Otherwise, if they just Google EngageWeb, then they can find us and contact us via the website.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Darren. And so that has been an interesting service accommodation property podcast. But there you go. It's just the age we live in, and we're just going to roll with the punches. And there you go. So hopefully that was useful, everybody. Here's to your success in service accommodation. And remember, your future needs you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Serviced Accommodation Property Podcast. You can also follow me on social media and YouTube by searching The Property Soldier. Also check out my website, www.propertysoldier.co.uk, where you can learn even more about property investing and serviced accommodation.